Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Niamh, you have a busy morning until tomorrow. I know that. You've been running around your huge factory. So, Niamh, we'll dive in very quickly now. So, you're a self-proclaimed foodie. You set up a business with your brother Rory called BSL. But where did your interest in food come from?
Yeah, so it all began, I think, back in school. So I went to Our Lady's Bower in Athlone. Mm-hmm. And the subjects I was kind of most drawn towards or actually enjoyed studying were home economics and biology. So I was really interested in food and how the body worked. So I suppose from there, I didn't really know what I wanted to study or what career path to go, but I kind of said, look, I like food, I like science, so I actually went and studied food science in the University of Limerick. Where the kind of journey began.
When you're trying to come up with a business idea, it was inevitable it was going to be science and food, right?
I suppose the business idea, it all started really during the pandemic. My brother Rory was living in Australia. He is the more business mind, I suppose, out of the two of us. So he rang me one day from Australia and said, look, do you want to work on a project together? So he said, look, your interest is food, so let's do something along the lines of food. So my only kind of, I suppose, what I wanted to work on was something healthy, and could we also do it in a sustainable way? So that was the two pillars that we set out to tackle, I suppose.
And tackle it you did. So you came up with the idea. Go on, tell us what the idea was.
We were looking at what kind of food sources were available to us and what was kind of underutilized. So we realized brewer's spent grain was in abundance. It's the biggest byproduct or waste product of the brewing industry.
So brewers, and it's called spent grain. So it's what they ferment and use, and they take all the whatever out to make alcohol. Yeah. But then there's this spent grain effectively that's just mulch, basically.
So like the first step in making beer is heating up the grain to extract the inside, so the starch, and that will go on to ferment into alcohol. So we like to say we're left with the good stuff. So it's the outer husk of the grain, and it's full of fibre and protein, and that's what we take and process in our unit in Tullamore.
Now, how did you come up with the idea that spent grain might be full of protein, apart from your, obviously, was it because you had the food science degree and all that you knew?
No, it was really just doing kind of desk research in the beginning. I called up about 30 local breweries and pitched the idea to see could we get our hands on some of the grain. I think a few thought I was a bit mad, and then
It literally is their garbage, isn't it? It's their rubbish.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Like the local farmer would use it mostly and as a low value feed for cattle. But if it doesn't get where it needs to be, it can become a waste product. So they didn't really see much value in it. But when I did my research kind of online and scientific papers, the amount of fibre that was in it was crazy, and the B vitamins, amino acids, all this.
So you take the spent grain from the brewery, and then what do you do with it?
So we bring it back to our facility, and it's a BRC graded unit. So we... food safety and quality is like it's most important to us in Tullamore. But we have a dehydration process, so we stabilise the grain and then we mill it into more like a flour-like substance.
Lovely.
So then that's the ingredient we add into all our products.
So you make a flour substance. What products do you make now?
So in our branded range, we've quite a few now. All of a sudden, we have our functional food. So we've like a product, super mill grains or morning grains, and you can add them into your cereals or your breakfast, so you're getting that natural boost of fibre and protein. We have a range of oat bars and oat bites.
You're talking my language. Where can I buy them?
Our oat bites are actually launching on the 12th of September in Aldi.
Congratulations. Congratulations, that's wonderful.
Thanks a million. Yeah, we're very excited about that now. They're perfect little sizes for lunch boxes and for on the go. So they come in a multi-pack of five, so one for every day of the week. And then we also have a range of baking mixes. So we've protein pancakes, high fiber cookie mixes and scone mix. And they're actually launching this week in Tesco in the baking
category.
Look at you. Oh,
that's so impressive. So you're taking waste product and making deliciously nutritious snacks and food out of it. Now, listen, I really want to mention the ACORNS. ACORN program stands for Accelerating the Creation of Rural Nascent Startups. So you came through the ACORNS program, which is from Enterprise Ireland. Tell us quickly what the ACORNS is. It's celebrating 10-year anniversary, and it's for women specifically in rural communities who have ideas for startup businesses. But tell us your experience.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. I recommend any kind of female entrepreneur in rural Ireland to get your applications in by the 20th of September. But just for my journey, I applied when myself and my brother were just kind of starting out, like really early stage. I had no really business background. Confidence in that area was quite low, but you meet as a round table. So you have a lead entrepreneur. So shout out to Eimear Hannan and Geraldine Kelly, who were my mentors. I actually did ACORNS and then ACORNS Plus.
It's acorns.ie for any women in rural Ireland who have ideas for startup. I've got to go to it. Best of luck. Beasol.ie for more information.